I was only 17, 18 years old at that time, not all at once. In my opinion at the time, I only became aware of the problems that there was in 1979, so really, as they evolved. From a teenager growing up in Wales, it didn't really, all of them seemed bad to me.
We heard of them.
I became aware of it, I've always had a little bit of a little one thing. I became aware of it, that wasn't the term being associated with the winter of 1979 because of the industrial action that was taking place.
Do you think
we're all typical of Wakefield area? Yeah, I was a working class lad in Wakefield from a council estate in Wakefield, to working class area. I think it was typical, and obviously my sympathy lied with the unions and the taking industrial action because I'm from a working class background, like I said.
What was your family opinion on the main issues?
Well, all the back to our businesses have been in problems with the economic concern and being inevitably followed by the problems. I was aware that there's been a continuous shooting in the early 70s of the power strikes, the energy crisis and all that sort of thing. And I just viewed it in the past 70s. Inflation was high, I don't remember, it was in the 20%, and people just touching of the financial that they were having to pay. So that's my view of the interest
company. Do you think that he did influence a big part in what was the revolution?
I wasn't aware at that time, that there was a Tory press, a Labour press. And I just thought it was the press. And to the being lad, more interested in the back ages, what was happening on the football field rather than in the poultry front. I was aware of what was going in the old industrial and market.
But it's the media influence.
The media's influence sort of so the term winter of discontent to the psyche of the people. So I wouldn't necessarily say the influence. Well, our thinking of it was, but to say that in a comprehension. I'll say this right now, a little bit of this viewpoint.
You said that you weren't passionate in football, but then you came into it, your father was involved in activity, or?
Just as a union, my father, what union, he was involved in the building trade, in the union that covered that industry, and he's coming on from work times and saying he'd been on the picket line, and that's across the picket line, I don't know, maybe at the time, like his kids to be, so he had to balance his sort of beliefs with his need to.
Do you
think it's
a very increase
or a decrease in living standards or relations? Well, I thought earlier that the whole of the 70s seemed to be hard, and I don't want to play with the point, I was from working class background, but I never really noticed an impact of them. I was a young lad, I'm not out going out that following 10, you know what I mean? I was actually Sunday was the high of the week for me, and I didn't really take any stock of what happened in the wider world as far as material things. I wasn't going to be enough to buy in them.
Do you remember having any opinions on Jim Callaghan or not?
Well, I always felt a lame porter. I was like, something to do with where I'm from and what background I'm from. I'm aware that Adam Wilson had resigned or he made it towards the middle of the grade. Jim Callaghan took over and he never really had back from the very way to it, he just didn't seem to show political leadership. That's my view of Jim Callaghan. But it's only a very odd view, because I was interested in Bill Duncan and going out and that sort of thing.
Did you ever think that they could sell the Labour Party in the 70s?
Never crossed my mind that the Labour Party would suffer certainly from the winter of content, just like an industrial action against the government. I'm aware now that it was unique that the union movement taking action against the Labour Party was quite unique. But you saw it, and I never felt as though there was any danger of falling off the school spectrum, if you like.
Did you think that it was the letter of intent as an idea was more of an original thing that happened rather than?
Yeah, I never saw any deadly things in the day had not been buried or any kind of rubbish on the streets. So I used to turn you on and watch the news, and you'd see Ed Robert, it was Rich Leyland, and you see different young leaders, and then we came out of their bed in it about every day about it. We knew the Union League one because we saw them so much on TV. You know, I never really, I don't think I can never remember being any of the things that, the images that we saw on news.